Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by Warren Varley. He's a local Stewart lawyer and farmer, and he is going to be running for the open District 20 seat in the Iowa House of Representatives. That'll be vacated by Clell Bodler, who is retiring after this session. And we're just going to talk about why he decided to run. Warren, thanks for joining us.
Oh, I'm happy to be here, James.
Yeah, so first of all, let's just get you to kind of introduce yourself to the Guthrie and Adair County residents who don't know you, and why you decided to run.
Sure. Thanks, James. I grew up on a farm south of Stewart, and farm's always been part of my blood, and I still am active on the family farm. I also, as you mentioned, have a law practice here in Stewart. While I was growing up, my father also served in the legislature, so I've been steeped in politics all of my life and have been interested in public policy. As a member of the business community, I've been active in economic development. Rural Iowa has a lot to offer, but we have to stick up for ourselves. In terms of why specifically I'm running, a lot of people who I respect asked me to run. Most importantly, my wife. I wouldn't be doing this if she weren't on board, because it's a big commitment. But I believe it's a call to public service that drives all good people who serve the government. A lot of people have a negative view toward government right now. There are some people in politics who have really vilified government and treat it like it's some kind of alien entity that's out there to make their lives more miserable or more difficult. And I think that's a really dangerous perception. We need to remember that we're in a democracy and the government is us. So we have to take responsibility for that government. I'm really disheartened by what's going on both on the state and federal level. Extreme partisanship and the division into two extreme camps. I don't believe that represents the American people, and more specifically the people of Iowa. I think there's a great middle that's going unrepresented. When I was talking to some state officials about running, I was told that there's quite a number of children of former legislators who are running this year. And almost to a person, they say they want things to go back to the way it was when their parents were in the legislature, in terms of people working across party lines, people being partisan during the election, but when they got down to the state capitol, sincerely had the best interest of the people that they were serving at heart, rather than what I think we see too much today is people trying to score political points and catering to their constituents on the extreme, which is not good for government. I mean, we're seeing that on the federal level in terms of the federal government being shut down repeatedly, which is no way to run a business. And even on the state level, we have considerable problems that I think is driven at least in part by this hyper-partisanship. So I've always seen myself as a moderate. Writing an editorial in the Ames Daily back when I was a college student, advocating for moderation in the election of the leaders of the student body government. So that's something that's been a lifelong philosophy with me, and I would like to take that to the state legislature.
I'm sure you're following the current legislative session. Of course, the biggest part of this legislative session, at least for the start, is budgeting. You know, we have about a $50 million budget shortfall that the Iowa House and Senate are going to have to work around to try and make some cuts. And how have you experienced budgeting in the past? And what would you do if you were in this situation at this legislative session?
Well, that's true. We're in a catastrophic situation. The privatization of Medicaid has just been a complete disaster. It was supposed to save us money, and it said it's cost more money. Our rural hospitals are really in a precarious position. I'm being told by hospital employees that the Medicaid reimbursement is running over 90 days in arrears. And when you have arrearages in the millions of dollars for a small rural hospital, that's just disastrous. And the other problem we've had is that although we talk about funding for public education increasing, it has not kept up with inflation. So if you're talking in real dollars, we've actually been cutting education. And this doesn't happen overnight, but the party that's in power now has to take responsibility for it. They've been advertising themselves as the party of tax cuts and tax credits, which is great. I will do whatever I can to keep taxes as low as I can and see that the money is spent wisely, but you can't just willy-nilly cut taxes and not expect that at some point to have an impact on public services. In terms of addressing budgeting, I think we need to take a business-like approach to it. I've been in business for a long time, and you know the old adage that you have to spend money to make money is true. If we don't invest in things like infrastructure, if we let things slide, particularly when we're doing well. I was definitely on the bandwagon when we were having good years in the farm economy, and I said, this is our opportunity to do some things to put Iowa in the forefront, especially in terms of farm policy and being a world food center. Those are the kind of philosophies and approaches that I would take in terms of allocating state money.
Yeah, and lastly here, Warren, you mentioned it a little bit here, but are there any specific topics that you would like to look at? Anything that you really want to focus on if you are elected?
Well, obviously with my background in farming and in the law, I'm interested in agriculture issues. In particular, we need to address our clean water situation. I want to do whatever we can to support rural Iowa, not just in the economic development area, but also in the quality of life area. As the state and the country as a whole becomes more urbanized, we need to be savvy about sticking up for the rights of rural areas. And so it's important that we have effective representation both on the state level and the national level. So that's really where my focus would be.
Excellent. And Warren, anything else you'd like to say to the residents of District 20?
I love this area of the state. I'm already, even though the campaign's less than a week old, getting around the district in spite of the snow. I got up to Perry and over to Guthrie Center and down to Greenfield. I really love the people of this district, and I'm looking forward to the campaign and getting out and meeting people. I want to hear what people are thinking, and I truly believe that this position is a representative, so I want to represent the people of this district. So I'm looking forward to getting out and visiting with folks. So if you see me, flag me down. I'd love to talk to you.
Once again, that is Warren Varley, a local Stewart farmer and a lawyer here. And just for transparency's sake, I know I didn't mention in the beginning, but he will be running as a Democrat for this particular House seat. Warren, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you again for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.